Take a deep breath. Be present and aware in this moment. See yourself simultaneously continue to be in the collective consciousness of this beautiful light crucible. We are the Council of 12. We are present with you in the collective consciousness of this vast crucible of light. It's important that we now discuss with you the upgraded Merkaba vehicle and the Merkaba unified field. We wish to clarify any misunderstandings of the new functions of this light vehicle. We want you to recognize that it is beneficial for you to use the energetics that are now present within the light crucible as the upgrades of the Merkaba light vehicle are discussed. If you will use these energies, you will be able to integrate the energetics of the upgrades proficiently and completely as we talk to you about them. Be aware of the sound currents that carry our voice as we deliver the concepts and the energetics that we are now presenting. Take a deep breath. When we upgraded the first star tetrahedron in sessions 1 and 2, we spun the bottom female feminine tetrahedron and the top male tetrahedron in counter-rotating fields. The two tetrahedrons merged into one unified, stable star tetrahedron of light. This first star tetrahedron is the inner space of your Merkaba vehicle, as well as your Merkaba field. It became stable and balanced through the divine feminine, the Holy Spirit Shekinah, and the divine masculine. This star tetrahedron functions as a unit. We began to spin this first star tetrahedron to 130% light. Very slowly, we increased the rotation to 140% light, and then to 150% light. This accelerated the spin of light and accommodates the new function of the first star tetrahedron. Your sole journey at this time is to use the spinning light frequencies in your physicality. Move away from the old paradigm of gender identification. We now move into the unified field of source creative energy. It's a massive creative energy through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which has no gender. It is a stream of consciousness from the source of your being. This energetic upgrade moved so quickly that there was some confusion within your community as to exactly how this upgrade took place within the three triads of the Merkaba light vehicle itself. We wish to clarify exactly what happens in this upgrade. These upgrades will eventually bring you into a whole different state of dimensional consciousness. First, the Merkaba vehicle is not, nor has it ever been, a physical vehicle. It is a vehicle of pure light, which is intended to function solely for the use and acceleration of the light body and its states of consciousness. When the activation of the Merkaba vehicle was first brought into being, a version was presented that every individual could understand and relate to in their physical state. It provided physical concepts so that you would have reference points to relate to. This was because at that time, most humans functioned in the world in the third and fourth dimensional state of consciousness. The activations of the Merkaba vehicle was instrumental in raising the consciousness of humans and the consciousness of their physical bodies. The first star tetrahedron is stable and does not rotate any longer because the counter-rotating tetrahedrons were merged into one active star tetrahedron by the increase of light to 140%. It does, however, allow each individual to play various gender roles for the benefit of a life experience, all the while holding a unified consciousness of being androgynous and being one with the all that is. There is no separation within your divine image. When the upgrade of the Merkaba vehicle and the unified field was brought forth from the creative realms, the Merkaba and the unified field was changed. The consciousness of those who received the upgrades was altered forever. Trying to understand this massive energetic upgrade from the mental body becomes a futile exercise. Remember, and take into your consciousness now, that we are talking about a vehicle of light that contains massive light frequencies to be used to travel in your light body through various dimensional sequences. You were directed to insert a key, crystal key into the ignition of your Merkaba vehicle. These were physical reference points that could be used as you navigate in a physical body. This body is in transition into a more refined state of consciousness. Please note that this crystal key is a light key that contains many different light codes that will assist your interdimensional travels. We will continue to use physical reference points in these teachings. This will help you integrate without a great difficulty the energetic world of no form. The second star tetrahedron spins in a clockwise rotation, which was increased to 150% light. These increases in light position the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates to function in unity with the second star tetrahedron. The fifth dimensional light template relates to an active operating stability within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The sixth dimensional light template holds an accelerated function of the magnetics of the human body and also of the magnetics of the earth. The seventh dimensional light template relates to the electrical charges that emanate from the neurology of the human body. There is an invaluable light coding, which is part of these three templates, that allows the electromagnetic field of the body and the earth to use both the magnetics and the electrical charges to function in equilibrium and harmony. The fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates work together as a unit as they assist humans and the earth to ascend into refined states of consciousness. The counter-rotating spin of the second and third star tetrahedron provides the fuel, which is light, and the energy to move the light vehicle and the light body into various dimensional sequences. The light vehicle and the light body is also capable of moving through various parts of the universe and the quantum field, simply by a command or intention. Remember, at this level of consciousness, you are sovereign in your physical body as well as in your light body. The sovereignty that you feel now as we sit with you in the light crucible will continue to grow and manifest during the next 3 years. Sovereignty becomes your natural state of being as you raise your dimensional consciousness. Unity and the element of love will help you create states of consciousness from the fifth through the ninth dimension as you use this vast light crucible. Now take a deep breath. We would like to now open this segment to your questions or comments. Answers can be brought forth from the members of the crucible. When needed, we will make comments or answer a question. So now let's begin. We will now take your questions, and we ask for any comments that you would like to make.